You look professional from the time they see you to the time they do not.
Deborah K. Robinson Lindsay rehearses one more time with her honors chorus group before a concert for Music in Our Schools Month, a national event to celebrate music and emphasize its importance in school curriculum.
People everywhere, join together in a square.
Parents beam, and students eagerly share what they've learned from Mrs. Lindsay, an award-winning music educator, author, and composer who's taught in Fairfax County Public Schools for 39 years.
My name is Sarah Devendorf.
Renison Hallowell.
Alicia Smalley.
I've learned that the people that you see on television who are really good singers, you need to really work hard and you really need to want this if you really want to end up like them.
She has taught us a lot of things, especially looking at her and also inhaling and exhaling at the right moment of a song.
Ms. Lindsay has taught me a numerous amount of things, but the one I remember the most is just to believe in yourself, not to be afraid just because of what other people think of you. Just go at it. Go for your dream.
All right, let's try this. Everything on mallets this time.
The next morning, Lindsay is rehearsing again. This time it's with fourth graders at Lyles Crouch Traditional Academy. They're polishing up songs on ORF instruments, xylophones, metallophones, and glockenspiels, specifically designed for teaching young people. Although the arts are often targeted in school budget cuts, advocates like Lindsay point out that music instruction helps brain development and overall student achievement.
We teach them experience. We work with them on writing, about what music is, understanding terminology, learning how to write about music, comparing and contrasting, learning how science and sound are related. It's just not music. It is learning all around.
Lindsay invited her students to help give a training session at the Teaching and Learning 2014 conference in Washington, D.C. It's the first time most of them are performing publicly, and while some admit they're nervous, the performance is a hit and helps demonstrate Deborah Lindsay's teaching techniques. Afterward, students laugh and smile as they pose for photos. But for one of them, the day's excitement isn't over.
One of the best teachers I ever had was my third grade teacher. His name was Mr. Carson.
Musician Bobby McFerrin is headlining the closing plenary at the Teaching and Learning Conference.
And he'd march the whole class out into the front lawn, and we'd sit under a tree and have a jam session.
Mixing his improvisational songs with stories about learning music, it doesn't take long for McFerrin to ask the audience to get a bit closer.
Come sit on the stage if you want to. We can probably pull up some of these chairs. You can sit up here if you want to.
A couple dozen people move toward the stage. Some bravely join him in song. Others ask questions. About 40 minutes in, he hands the mic to the youngest on the stage, one of Deborah Lindsay's students.
My name is Nelsa. I'm from Lyles Crouch Traditional Academy, Virginia Public Schools.
McFerrin encourages Nelsa to sing. After some hesitation, she chooses her song.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Nelsa also asked McFerrin a question. How can music teachers help their students learn different musical instruments? The response leads to another song, one Nelsa had just performed at the music education training session with Deborah Lindsay.
Yankee Doodle went to town, ding, ding, riding on a pony, ding, 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 stuck a feather in his cap and called him macaroni. Yankee Doodle ding, 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 ding.
The spotlight would shine on Nelsa a third time. She joined McFerrin and Genevieve Du Bois with the National Board for Professional Teaching Standards in one final spontaneous circle song.
Mm-hmm.
After the performance, Nelsa described how she worked up the courage to sing in front of so many people.
I figured out that this was an opportunity of a lifetime, and so if I could do it, then it would make me very happy so I could overcome over my fear.
Whoa.
Let me break it down for you guys now. We're teaching around the globe now, y'all, so you gotta be listening, because if you ain't listening, you won't know what we're talking about now, but we're talking about some good learning here. So if you're not listening right now, we're gonna tell you something. You must be listening right now, because music is doing some stuff in learning, and if you are not listening to it, then you're not even here in 2014 during the teaching and learning conference.
Nelsa Tiumturi says she sees more music and art in her future. When she grows up, she'd like to be a doctor, as well as an actor, singer, and dancer. Catherine Comp, WCVE News.
I think we can end it there. Why go on after that? Thank you, everybody. Thanks for coming out. Thank you so much.